It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Jeff Beard. Jeff is the founder of the Southwest Washington Golf Open. Hey there, Jeff. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland. How's it going?
I'm doing well, Gary. Thanks for the invite.
So the Southwest Washington Golf Open. Let's talk about it. What's going on with the Golf Open?
Well, back in 2021, I had lost two brothers consecutively 2 years in a row. And so between that and being depressed and then sitting around and watching the news during COVID and the economic events we've been encountering, I had sat there and racked my brain for about a month. And I decided to do something that would benefit the community and therefore keeping me busy. It had to be fun and it had to be something that was exciting to do. So in 3 months, I put the golf tournament together in 2021 and voila, an event was created with a successful first year. So,
well, that's pretty awesome that you were able to turn your, like you say, depression and kind of a horrible situation into something really positive. So this is going to be the third year of the Golf Open, right?
This is the third year. We've been at two courses. We're back to where we originally started. And it's amazing to watch the event start from a concept and morph us into our third year. We got a lot of things that I want to do over the next 5 to 10 years. But we're off to a great start this year with more things we're doing. We're doing the auction this year. I've got more sponsors that are involved. I call people up and they go, sure, we'd like to participate. So it's been fun.
Yeah. And it's a benefit for the Clark County Food Bank. Is that right?
That is correct.
So
we searched around, and as I was going through it, like I said, I wanted something that was fun. We could network and support the community, was the mission of the golf tournament. It's amazing to help families with their financial objectives in buying a home, but I wanted an event that would focus on community needs, that we would give back to in a meaningful way. As with my clients, the smiles are well worth the journey. And so as I was looking at the event, I looked at the number of meals they're helping with, how many people, the positive reviews by the community about what organization would be best. And it was like, wow, okay, I'm going to do this one.
Yeah, Food Bank is always a great organization to help out because they could use all the help they can get.
Well, it's a unending need that needs to be filled, because with our economy the way it is, we need to increase that, because the need is greater now with the economy. And so it's nice to be working with a well-oiled machinery that can address those needs effectively in the community.
Yeah, we're pretty much on the very tail end of the COVID pandemic, right? But the hurt is still there, and people still need help.
Well, the COVID thing is pretty much over. There's a resurgence a little bit on that. But the point is, with the economy that we're in right now, it's the need is huge.
We're talking today with Jeff Beard, who is the founder of the Southwest Washington Golf Open. And Jeff, you are a mortgage person in Clark County, is that correct?
I am. I've been in business off and on for about, 20 years almost now.
Yeah. How is the mortgage business right now? Because the housing situation is also a little topsy-turvy at the moment.
Gary, let me refinance your home.
All
it's
right.
It's only 7%-ish.
Yeah.
And then, we can get rid of that 2-3% rate.
Yeah, I'd like to get rid of that.
We laugh, but it's like I've had that conversation in jest with some folks, and it's like, unless they're buying a home or they absolutely need to get cash out, there's no other way to do it, which there are alternatives depending on how much money you want. It's just not a good market for my industry. So I'm staying positive, though.
Excellent. That's good to hear. Jeff, I want to ask you about your mortgage business plan and how it led to the creation of your golf tournament as a fund-based activity for successful business leaders. Tell me about that.
Well, as I mentioned a couple times, when I was going through this thought process back in 2021, I wanted an event that would be fun, that would be inviting to all aspects of our business leadership within Clark County, whether you're a business owner, employee, that would want to come in and help support their community. And I figured if we did that and we got them in having fun, it would create some long-lasting positive outcomes of relationships to build on, continue to support the food bank or other activities that we need to do within the community to support it. So it's fun helping a family qualify, do the loan process and close, and providing a world-class experience in buying a home. And I needed something that I could do outside of that environment, because it's a very interesting mortgage industry. We'll leave it at that.
Okay.
But, going outside of oneself out into the community, and I wanted to create more lasting business relationships to help myself as well as other businesses grow. So I find that exciting. I love business. I love talking about business. So, so far my business plan for the mortgage aspect has gone to fruition of what I wanted, because I feel like I'm addressing all those needs. And, the one I like the best is the fun.
Yeah. Well, talking about business over a game of golf is one of the best places to do that, right?
Well, everybody's relaxed. Everybody's engaging. Barriers come down with folks. As with any activity in our community that is for a cause, it gives members of the community a chance to come in and do something different and utilize their skill sets to help with different aspects of society. So
what would it be like to be on the golf course talking about business with somebody like me who's maybe touched a golf club once?
Who hasn't touched a golf?
Yeah, I've never golfed. So we'd have a lot to talk about.
Well, that's funny that you asked that, because the event is inviting from the perspective that we play shotgun. Everybody has to use a couple balls that they shoot off a tee, but then players can play off of each other's ball. So you hit a ball and the next person will go, and then everybody hits from there. So you progress that way down the course to the hole. And then with you, I would like to talk to you about the radio aspect and things to look for, things to plan for. So to me, it would be a nice, relaxing environment to engage in to meet those objectives. It's like, because I love talking about radio and TV, it's like, I love the medium. So plus you go and you get to play golf and there's not this pressure of, oh, I got to beat this other guy. And it's like, I beat golf with a few people like that and they are so in tune with their golf that, and so competitive that it just takes all the fun out of it.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't be competitive with me. That's for sure. Hey, Jeff, tell me about when the Open is and where it is and how you can register to take part.
Well, you can go on to Southwest Washington Golf Open, so SWWAGolfOpen.com. Just go to the registration, and then you can sign up to be a sponsor, a player, or an auction donor. You can also sign up for the actual auction, which is open to everybody, whether you're playing golf or not playing golf. I'm available at 360-449-9496 if you have any questions. Like I mentioned before, we're going to go ahead and probably be taking auction items for the next 2-3 weeks. So even if you can't sponsor or participate, I just talked to barbers. They're going to donate haircuts for a year. They're going to donate a product gift basket. AAA is donating a year's classic membership. The list goes on. We have Dick Hanna, Waste Connections donating 32-gallon can and recycling for a year for residential services. So it's whether you're playing or not, the point is you can participate and be in support of the cause.
And the auction is also a benefit for the Clark County Food Bank, right?
Yes. The auction items, less the credit card fee and the mailing cost to send out the gift certificate, it's going to be sent certified mail. And then the Clark County Food Bank gets 100% of that after all those expenses, which isn't that much. So we're kind of running two things side by side. So, and there is, I would go online and register. The auction's going to go until September 22nd. I believe we're going to be cutting that off at 11 o'clock in the morning. So golfers that show up and forgot, oh, I need to bid on something, they can. So, and there is hole sponsorship still available. It's a whopping $150. So it's an inexpensive way to participate, get out and rub shoulders with fellow community members and develop some relationships.
And the auction is happening online only, right? So you go to the website to bid?
If you go, well, you go on there, you register as a participant. If you go down to about the middle page of the homepage, there's a highlighted key that says auction registration. Just go in there. There's no cost to register. And then you can keep tabs on what's coming online for new products or services. You can bid on things. I've got things as high as a 8-person winery tour. I have two of them to Willamette Valley Vineyards. And then I have two to Eola Hills Winery area. So all the way down to, like I mentioned before, the classic membership, which is like $65. We do have one time sensitive one. It's two tickets, two groups of tickets for two. For the Building Industry Association Parade of Homes, it's going to be happening in September. So we're going to be cutting off the auction for that early because you have to have time to go to the event. If we waited until the 22nd, you'd have 2 days to use it.
Yeah.
So.
And the auction items and the Southwest Washington Golf Open are both a benefit for the Clark County Food Bank. And we're talking with Jeff Beard, who is the founder. Jeff, tell me about the goals you had in mind when you selected the Clark County Food Bank as the beneficiary.
Well, I wanted somebody that was easy to work with. I wanted somebody that was basically they were tied in with the community as a whole, not just one aspect, but the whole aspect of Clark County, Southwest Washington. And so I kind of racked my brain about who to do to go through. And I kept watching the news, and it's like food, food, food. So pick that. I talked to a number of fellow business leaders in Southwest Washington, and the Clark County Food Bank had a very good reputation. And so I gave it a try, and they've been fun to work with.
Well, certainly a very worthy cause. Absolutely.
Extremely.
So this is the third year of the Southwest Washington Golf Open, right? You started in 2021. Over the last couple of years since the Open has been going on, do you have some highlights you want to share? How did it go the last couple of years?
Well, the first year, as with any new event, it was a learning curve. Thankfully, I had done a number of family golf tournaments. I have 33 cousins, so I put together a golf tournament. We played at a number of courses, and so it gave me a good foundation on what to look for and not look for. And so it was a little rough the first year, I have to admit, but everybody showed up. They had fun. The mimosas started out the day, and we had a lot of it. And then we finished up with a Mexican lunch bar, which everybody loved. We did our awards. And then every year, we went to a different course last year. And then this year, we're back to Club Green Meadows. They are very accommodating. They work with us on what our needs and wants are. Hey, can we do this? Sure, we can. So short of a couple of things, they pretty much let us do what we want. And it's been an exciting endeavor. Every year provides new challenges. This year, adding on the auction to the event really created some new opportunities. And give me an opportunity to get those people involved that can't because of monetary reasons or time to come out and actually do a hole and be involved as a sponsor that way. This gives them a chance. Most companies have a product or service they can donate through a gift certificate. It's like I have Hampton Auto Glass, which has donated money towards a glass project for your car. And so they're helping out, but they're also playing as well. So it's a multi-layer opportunity. And I've created packages with people on the phone just by talking with them. And, well, I have to go through 4 layers of management to get an approval. And then I go, okay, how about if we do this? And the lady on the other end of the phone starts laughing. She goes, I like you. You know, you met my objective where I don't have to go to management. I can actually give this to you based on the scaled down request. Now, that same sponsor is now already committed to 2024 being a sponsor and already committing a dollar amount to that event. So next year, she's going to go to Gold Star for being forward-thinking.
Very nice. That's awesome. Talk to me a little bit more about your sponsors and how they make the Golf Open so successful.
Well, I love it. I have returning sponsors. I asked for money this year for four sponsors for the homepage at swwagolfopen.com, and they jumped on the bandwagon with no problem. Our event is not priced at $1,000 to participate like most golf events. And so between that, pitching in to help out at the golf tournament, finding creative ways that they can help participate and be supportive. And I've got a bunch of new sponsors this year that we've never had. Dick Hanna's brand new. Like I mentioned, Hampton Auto Glass. The BIA is jumping on board. Whole sponsors are trying to find creative games that they can do to get people to raise money doing fun activities. For example, one's going to do an event where you can put money in, and then if you get whatever they're going to do, you actually get to go out 100 yards to tee off from there. So the object is to get everybody moving through the course quickly. We're not trying to do 18 holes in an hour, but we want the pace of play to move so it doesn't get to be an 8-hour event. So, and we've also, through the help of our sponsors, that's why the auction was started, because folks didn't want to spend 2 hours after playing 5 hours of golf doing a raffle. So this year we're eliminating that. We're going to have lunch, and then we can do some fun things, and then everybody can go home. So we are still looking for a lunch sponsor. So if there's anybody out there that would like to be a lunch sponsor or a sponsor of a hole, we have opportunities still available.
We're talking today with Jeff Beard, who is the founder of the Southwest Washington Golf Open, which is coming up at Club Green Meadows on September 22nd, and it's a benefit for the Clark County Food Bank. So, Jeff, in your mind, in your opinion, what does it mean for the Clark County Food Bank to have you helping them out in this way?
Well, they're very excited. They're looking for fundraising opportunities. They're looking to see the event grow and prosper. It's a win-win. They pretty much step back and let me do my own thing. We follow mutually agreeable business activities in a professional manner. So, and the need is great. So I'm sure they're open to whatever activities that generate money for the Clark County Food Bank to help with needs in the community. So it's been a win-win for both of us. I get what I want. I want a fun event that I can manage myself and we can grow with, and they get money at the end of it. We've taken out very minimal money to do a few activities this year. But I'm looking for down the road where they're going to be getting tons of money is what I'm hoping for.
Excellent. And I'm sure they're very appreciative of that.
Oh, they are.
Jeff, we've got a couple of minutes left. How about you tell me everything I need to know about the golf tournament, when it is, where it is, how I can sign up, all the good stuff we need to know.
Well, the tournament's going to be at Club Green Meadows. It's just south of the Patton Parkway Home Depot. I don't have the address, unfortunately, in front of me, but off of 78. There's still sponsorships available. We have plenty of space for golfers and auction items. So if you'd like to participate in any level, we'd love to have your participation, and we'd love to have you around as a ongoing sponsor. Club Green Meadows is very, very supportive, so I love that aspect. They're easy to work with. The auction is open to everybody 18 or over, whether you're playing golf or not. I wanted that so bad because there's people out there that want to give, but they can't play or be a sponsor this year. So it's an exciting event. People come out, have a good time. They meet new business leaders that they can work with. So I'm excited. It's going to be an awesome event.
And a great community event. That is just so awesome. And a big benefit for the Clark County Food Bank. Jeff, you're doing good stuff.
I'm trying my best, sir.
Excellent. We've been talking today with Jeff Beard, the founder of the Southwest Washington Golf Open. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate you having me on.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.